Dear audiences of Health Reporters Forum. This post should remain in forum standing. Everything said here is public referenced information data details. If there are any questions about this post, please follow up with questions. This post will be archived here. http://webdomains.realupHuman.net/groups.google.com/health-reporters-forum/reporting-concern-standardsoftcare.html. This post has a spoken voice text narrative audio transcription. If you link to play this audio file, you can use it as a read-along interface to this post. http://webdomains.realupHuman.net/groups.google.com/health-reporters-forum/reporting-concern-standardsoftcare.org. I requested access to this group a few weeks ago. I have a problem that seems to be very perplexing. I had been with this mentioned HIV care physician for about 6 to 8 months, while I interfaced and got to know and trust this doctor aspect of what I would eventually come to confront, I knew. I had to confront something that has happened to me in the deliverance of the quality of services care in the social services aspect as a person living with HIV in the United States of America. We know these as our regional AIDS service organization or Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies. Nothing that I am going to be providing here as documentation breaks any privacy, public disclosure of documents that are not already out on social media and or published onto public accessible, retrievable electronic storage sites, including my very own set of internet domains. I am not really sure how to get a solid corrective interceding into the mix of pervasive and subterfuge attitudes that I am currently receiving. What I am going to describe to you here, I am an open book of the truth and there is something wrong or taboo, not able to be discussed, and this is absolutely wrong. One thing that might have to be clarified before we continue, on standards foundation of principles and arguments in support of my presence, my language, my positions, and my holdings in these regards. On the largest and most recognized professionals level, social media networking site of LinkedIn, there are actual in operation company name profiles that contain the word fuck within their names. This is from their actual business operating license and not just some kind of DBA. Examples include, but not limited to, fuck cancer, fuck yeah astrophysics, fuck racism, and fucked up design. You can search for yourself on LinkedIn companies. These company profiles, of course, have matching name references onto internet web domain namespaces. The presence of the internet domain space below that I own is just an extension of this standard that is established on LinkedIn. As such, it is the most recognized professionals website on the web. This standard this must carry forward onto all communications and correspondences, such as this post, across the web. Do you agree? Before I get into the medical aspects of this concern, I would like to bring to you some words that Pope Francis called to our nation in front of Congress in September of 2015. This is just an excerpt in a section of his words that I consider direct relevant to the concerns and quality of HIV social services provider care as well as direct HIV health provider care in HIV that I have been, currently terminated from, will or will not be receiving in HIV care to the accessibility and treatment of HIV to the prevention of rapid progression of my health condition disease to my preventable death. That is how serious I am in regards to bringing forward this issue. Pope Francis said, September 2015. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percher, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology, or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom, and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take the place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity, and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. Nyansapo wisdom not underscore design. With that now placed, it is my extreme deductive reasoning conclusion that there is a great disturbance that has placed a negative destructive memeplex embedded in the Ryan White Care Act funded social services and doctor provider care system in the United States of America that is harming the HIV communities across the nation, region to region. Before I get into the evidence, I want to describe what has happened in my individual doctor care, that has been terminated because the doctor would not bring forward into discussion the concerns of quality of care of both the regional local area of my hometown in San Bernardino for social services interface and physician healthcare interfaces embedded in the attitudes and deliverance of standards of care. We have a problem that must be able to be brought forward into a discussion for adaptive thinking and solutions brought into view and corrective actions made onto this system. My hometown is San Bernardino. My local regional area is called the Inland Empire. The local regional Ryan White Care Act funded social services for my area is called Foothill AIDS Project. The overseeing policy and funding county agency are called the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. A member of that policy oversight agency is Aaron Jacobson, who placed this Google review posting. You can search yourself for this review, okay Google, Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. I am not making this situation up. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 N Arrowhead Avenue Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson Local Guide 1 review a year ago. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Yes, you are reading that correct. This is not the very worst of the worst reviews on information tracking websites that are found region against the Ryan White Care Act funded agencies. But let us just focus on this review. Foundation, in the course of human events, I have been persecuted and evicted for having an objection to the standards of care, being observed, to be delivered in services. What has happened in an extreme delay of the 90th Global Initiated Goals from 2014 to be completed by 2020? In fact, in the Las Vegas regional area, there was a statement made by local regional HIV community leaders that these goals would be made by 2030. Yes, that is a full 10-year delay in these efforts. The U equals U recent mega-focused efforts at messaging is to remove the stigma that this delay has had, as well as the embedded prevailing hate memeplex that encountered here in this story that does not allow empowerment models of valid successful living of thriving status for persons living with HIV/AIDS in the United States of America. What we have here is a great huge dark deep-seated secret agenda that no one can discuss to make an observation that there has been a long-term and standing policy observance that those who social services and doctor provider care consider and judge as the dirty, those they view as being reckless and spreading HIV among the community, is the polarization that Pope Francis warns us about and advises us to gain the courage to confront every polarization that puts the persons with HIV into these two camps. The ones they consider the innocent, and those who they consider the sinners or the dirty, when all of this time, there have been no HIV transmissions that have occurred for the behaviors of those who they considered dangerous among the general population communities. This is a crying shame. Let us quote from a recent public health topic concerns bulletin on this subject. https://medium.com/wadepfilth/u-u-what's-that-all-about-37a8bcf-c4a72 u=u what's that all about. Department of Health joins national campaign. Go to the profile of Washington State Department of Health. Washington State Department of Health fellow August 29, 2018. What does that mean for people living with HIV? Although the science is well known, the message is new. The goal of the U equals U campaign is to reduce the amount of stigma felt by someone living with HIV. I acquired HIV years ago and felt dirty, mostly because of the way those without HIV discussed people with HIV. People without HIV want a sexual partner who is clean or DDF, drug and disease free. So if you're not clean, then you must be dirty. In many instances, I was made to feel like a disease vector. Back in the 80s and 90s, people thought they could get HIV by drinking from the same glass or by using the same restroom or utensils. I think and I hope that those are all distant myths now. By law in most states, a person living with HIV has to notify the partner before having sex. If not, they can face criminal charges even if the partner does not get infected. As a result, hundreds of HIV-positive people have been imprisoned for many years for non-disclosure, even in the absence of actual transmission. I need to tell my partners of my status, which is fine. Even though I can't transmit the virus, I still may be rejected by someone who doesn't want to get anything, because of the stigma associated with the virus. Why do people living with HIV face such stigma? In our culture, sex and drugs are generally undiscussed subjects. When something happens to a person as a result of sex or drugs, we tend to blame the individual. HIV is transmitted primarily via these two methods, so it really becomes a taboo topic, and the infected person gets blamed. When someone has a disease, we need to empathize, band together and talk about how we can help them get through it. Stigma makes this much harder. Many people either don't disclose their HIV status to anyone, or share it only with a small group of trusted people. We wait quite a long time to come out about it. The shame, blame and stigma are all overwhelming. Now that I have hit the nail on the head with the introduction hammer here. We have a problem. This is what happened in my HIV doctor medical session last March. I remain #HIVentreatable in a public social media awareness campaign that I have been engaging under the public hashtag meme tags, #ConspiracyExposedTerminateSSAP, #GovernmentSponsoredHate. http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigeno.fuckadophuman.net/vitals.com-reviews/. This has a spoken voice text narrative interface. armor-journalophethics.png. Would not read my correspondence to the CDC HIV director, dealing with life involvements of hate. Self-verified patient of Dr. Eric T. Shigeno, posted on March 17, 2019. This is a true story. I will keep the professional attitude, but he does not adhere to the Armor Journal of Ethics standards. We had a conflict of interest on how to proceed with my non-HIV treatments when he is not really the doctor to whom the other related health matter applied. But he took that over as a bully in my treatment concerns, when really it should have been referred to my primary non-HIV doctor. But that is not what happened. This because he knew I was pressing for an answer to what is apparently happening. Another cover-up excuse of a pile of poo, infiltrated in the social services of FAP that has infected the entire scheme of HIV services and care in this regional area. This just typical of being another example of regional corrupted health and social services overrun by haters. This in the leadership positions of the HIV community in San Bernardino, CA and beyond. These are confirmed association trends found by Google reviews, which I had that complaint and review ready to discuss for the doctor. He attempted to pull the review on his own phone. I said it was a simple, okay Google, search for Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. His attitude was like a bumbling fool that could not operate the technology device. Or perhaps it was for AIDS since reality, he did not want that data detail to appear in his data footprints on his device, for then, he would have moral agency to engage. He ended up reading the review on my device as I had to conduct that easy picking search myself. But really doctor, he recoiled to the back burner, for the flames were getting hot that his Hippocratic oath was in a conflict of interest with his agenda that says, do no harm. He would have had to actually get involved to the patients requesting the explanation to what is wrong with this regional service area in the HIV deliverance of care, including his direct standards of HIV physicians treatment care. I question it to be wildly weird to have such a statement on file for a Google review. Search it yourself, but here is the text. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. As of 2 days ago, another review comes in from another client. Prior to my clinic doctor's visit, Mr. Jacobson's review had been standing on site for over a year. In that assignment tasks before I had my clinic doctor's visit, I had contacted the CDC HIV director on Twitter. I had printed for the doctor a QR scan code to open and retrieve that connection communication channel. His excuse, I don't have time, even though it is obviously directly related to his job and my interface and the standards of care that I am questioning to be involved to my health outcomes in HIV and other health vulnerable status. What did I do wrong? Absolutely nothing. So why do I not have an HIV doctor? This because he disconnected provider care because I would not accept and agree to new treatments of any kind until this question that I am bringing forward is taken into being discussed and resolved. The term I received from the front desk was divorced. Did he divorce me from my care? Or was he really trying to avoid having a moral responsibility to act nonfeasance in legal terms with his Hippocratic oath on his commitment of doing no harm? The evidence of what happened is obvious, but he still has not taken the time to receive my patient complaint and correspondence of address, an Armored Journal of Ethics Responsibility article titled, Do Physicians Have an Ethical Duty to Repair Relationships with So-Called Difficult Patients? Conclusion: Physicians should view repairing damaged patient-physician relationships as an ethical obligation on par with providing any other medical intervention essential to patient care, and should recognize that the greater power relative to patients comes with greater responsibility to repair those relationships. Furthermore, physicians must recognize that biases can impact the judgments and perceptions. Repairing difficult patient-clinician relationships. Conclusion: Clinicians readily accommodate patients' physical disabilities, but they might neglect to take into account patients' deficits in social and life skills or thorny personal styles. The latter signal the need for different kinds of accommodations. Patients' personal histories may influence their expression of distress, communicated in ways that complicate their ability to receive necessary care. When a clinician encounters a patient whose behaviors are disruptive and distressing, a step back for reflection can provide a shift in perspective. The basis of trust in the patient-clinician relationship is a fiduciary obligation to protect, respect, and heal vulnerable patients. The patient-clinician relationship is inherently unequal, and the physician marshals her knowledge and power solely to aid the patient. Consequently, clinicians always have more responsibility to repair and rebuild the relationship than patients. I still do not have a doctor for my HIV care. They referred me back to the county health department, which I had told them was not an option for my care because they too detached from services because I was asking too many rational questions to the experiences and care I had been receiving from social services engaged in a hate campaign that targeted me in Denver. The leadership directors of the social service agency were indeed the source of this directed chaos into my life. WTF is going on of hate paradigms that no one will take to make corrective adaptive thinking resolutions. I deserve an answer from the community, not detached services and a blow off, get real. Inline notation for the record of truth. A letter of mental health advocacy dated in 2007 that was written by then mental health program director, Dr. Howard Newsom, PhD, has never been followed up by any and all social service interfaces from the year it was originally issued. What happened in 2005 repeated itself in 2015-2016 in Denver, Colorado. The hate source of the harassment and retaliation campaign can be identified as source from the actual HIV Community Leadership Social Service Agency of Colorado Health Network. This by confirming chaos and bias working environment by the negative outlook employee reviews posted on Glassdoor. This creates a huge gap of conflict of interest motivations that carrying forward into the social services interface here in San Bernardino with Foothill AIDS Project. We have to acknowledge the 2007 advocacy letter in current day interface to services and follow through with the recommendations placed into that letter from Dr. Howard Newsom. This cannot be thwarted or shut off from responsible consideration of concern and care. Does anyone disagree with this assessment and conclusion of assigning inclusive actions on the resolution efforts must be placed into actionable address? There can be no other option and cannot be ignored and dismissed. HHS, April 9, 2019 Confirmation of Discrimination Complaint, signed Timothy Noonan, JPG HHS Discrimination, No Jurisdiction. JPG Medical Board of California - Request for more information - Inwriting. JPG. Since the hate paradigm of interface between social services agencies and doctor care directly affects my housing while I am living outside of family housing resources, the 2007 mental health advocacy letter regarding Dr. Howard Newsom's recommendation that until there is a resolution in these matters, I will remain in a vulnerable state regarding my overall mental and HIV health. The letter that appears before you in 2007 must be placed into the view of all, and acted upon. The ARMA Journal of Ethics places the fixing of this patient-physician relationship as a fiduciary responsibility of this doctor. The words of Pope Francis demands this also to be fixed and confront these circumstances for resolve. Finally, #WordStolovby. #WordStolovby circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence play on YouTube. http://googlegrups.health-reporters-forum.community.growup.net/words-to-live-by. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1-2. About words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications. Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate 1862. http://books.google.com/books. id=50ACAAAQAAJ. The direction that we must step into the light to correct is obvious. How do I make that corrective adaptive course correction in these circumstances? In all links in this post, my internet domains are CiteAdvisor cleared as safe to browse, you can check for yourself. See also Glassdoor Negative Outlook Employee Reviews for other regional to regional Ryan White Care Act social service agencies. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867272.htm. Be sure to check out all 5 reviews. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/desert-aids-project-reviews-e259261.htm. Be sure to check out the 3 negative outlook reviews of 5. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/glassdoor.com/if-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews/. http://webdomains.realupHuman.net/last.org/if-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews/cascade-aids-project-reviews-glassdoor.ca.html. The 22nd of September 2015 helpful, for Cascade AIDS Project logo, disappointment and mendacity, ... Former employee, not safe to disclose in Portland, OR, US, doesn't recommend. Negative outlook disapproves of CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict-avoidant to the point of dysfunction and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV plus staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Show less. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders, or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. See. http://ryan-white-care-act.fuckedupHuman.net written audio spoken voice text narrative presentation http://aforvermeredunce.fuckedupHuman.net written audio spoken voice text narrative presentation http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence individual staff http://angelaelizabethtd.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence http://jamie-villalobos.fuckedupHuman.net written audio spoken voice text narrative presentation individual HIV doctor presentation http://dr-nancy-ellen-madinger.fuckedupHuman.net written audio spoken voice text narrative presentation http://rockymountaincares.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence http://foothelaidsproject.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence individual staff http://michael-ray-maynard.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence http://michael-r-maynard.fuckedupHuman.net written audio spoken voice text narrative presentation. http://jennifer-ann-bramer.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence. http://marista-toner.fuckedupHuman.net file directory web presence. Individual doctor named web presence. http://dr-eric-tomomi-shijano.fuckedupHuman.net http://desertatesproject.fuckedupHuman.net http://cascadesproject.fuckedupHuman.net